at a point in our discussion, we're learning about, when I say learning, it's not it's something that requires learning. It's not just talking or reading. We're learning about the histalkus, the death of the holy Baal Shem Tov, and the things that were written about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh by the tzaddikim who saw him, or were students of his students. And that we'll try to finish this tonight. Then I think the next 2 weeks I have Simchas, Baruch Hashem. It's June, so I have Simchas Kemat Baruch Hashem almost every night. So the next 2 Monday nights there are Simchas. So let's try to end on a good note with the Histalkus of the Tzaddik, which is a good note. And I said I'm not joking. It's a good note because, thank you, it's a good note because the Baal Shem Tov is Poel Yeshuas. The Baal Shem Tov, more than he was able to do in this world, he's doing there for us now. And we'll learn a little bit about that tonight. We're on page 68 of this of the pamphlet that you have. But I want to make sure that this is learned properly, not just told over. It says Shem Mishemus HaKadoshim. It's a very this statement is an extremely mysterious one that's found in the Medrash Pinchas. Things that were said over by the great Tzaddik, the Rebbe Pinchas Mekaretz. And the only way to try, at least on our level, to come to understand, or at least to experience a little bit what it's about, is by following it up with a footnote on the bottom. But the actual piece from the Medrash Pinchas, from Rabbi Pinchas Karitzer, reads as follows. A tzaddik, acha moysa mis'alu mimadreg l'madrega. The tzaddik, after he dies, the tzaddik rises from one level to a higher level. Ad shenase mimenu b'chines ois o'machshova. This we know, particularly on the yard site of the tzaddik, particularly when it comes out to the day of the yard site, that's where we speak about the neshama will have an aliyah. The neshama should have an aliyah. But the neshama, the soul of a tzaddik rises madrega achar madrega to a higher level. Until, what Pinchas Karitzer says, until the madrega is so great that the neshama of the tzaddik becomes, again, I don't know what this means, but I thought it would be interesting just to see this and the ma'isa down on the bottom, until achanasim and abachinas os or machshav, it becomes an os, a letter. A letter, somehow, a little bit what we were talking about, Shavuos night, until it becomes, it's transformed into a letter of the Aleph Beis, or machshav, or shem, yishem, as HaKadosh, it becomes, the neshama of the tzaddik is transformed into one of the holy names of Hashem. The Sipalei Rav HaTzadik HaGodomayin Rav Tzvi Ben Oshel Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Shahin Hosei LeBender V'Hutzuch Lolan B'Sada V'Malkim Sakona. Rav Pinchas Karitzer said that he heard from the great Tzadik Rav Hirsch Rav Tzvi, who was the son of the Baal Shem Tov, that he had to go to the place called Bender, and he had to spend the night in some place over there which was dangerous. The Nirel of Ovid B'Cholom, and his father appeared to him, the Baal Shem Tov appeared to him in a dream, V'Amal Shikavin Shem Shal Aleph Beis Gimel. And his father told him to have in mind a holy name that consists of these three letters. Again, this is something Kabbalistic. We're not holding by this, whatever this means. Why? Because the Baal Shem Tov told his son, Ki ani ba'atzmihu ois Hashem. Because I am now that holy name of Hashem. That name in Shemayim is me. Whatever that means. But look on the bottom. Because here we have the background of this entire story. The Sefer Tzemach David from the Skolli Rebbe, in Parsha Bereishis, he writes as follows. Skolli Rebbe was a descendant from the Baal Shem Tov. Uvda Yadana. He says there is a fact that is known. Shapam achas bo mikfar echad somach lebender b'medinas Basarabia. That one time, the Baal Shem Tov arrived. The Baal Shem Tov arrived in that place called Bender. L'adoni zekeini or shivus yom rabbiyisov Baal Shem Tov. Shebayoy sheyesham nahar ubechol shana. Some people from that town of Bender came to the Baal Shem Tov. And they were saying that in that town there was a river. And every year a Jew drowns in that river. So there's a tragedy. Every single year there's a tragedy that some Jew drowns in that river. The Jews of this town of Bender came and they were crying to the Moshem. So what do you do? The Nasi'imahem, the Baal Shem Tov went together with them. V'amad Eitzel HaNahar, and the Baal Shem Tov went by the side of that river. V'hibitbay, and he looked at the river. V'gozerlov, and he decreed, she'yufsiku meimah v'yichar v'yavesh. He decreed that the river should dry up and should become dry land. V'chein havet taketh miyad. And this happened immediately. And it is known that, and by the way, this started many, many years ago, and I mentioned it to a certain scholar who was a librarian at that time in Yeshiva University, who mentioned that he had seen an article written and that maps before that time of the Baal Shem Tov showed a river in that place. And following the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was no longer a river in that place. That it had dried up, that agolos, that wagons were able to cross, that they were able to take wagons and travel across that place. But the Baal Shem Tov commanded his son, Reb Tzvi, never to cross that place. Don't go over there. Why? Because every nahar, every river, every lake, every ocean has a certain koach and shemayim, a certain malach, a certain angel that is appointed in charge of that body of water, of that place. So he says, the malach, the angel of that place, of that river, is beregus with our family. I put him out of business. I mean, he's unemployed, this malach. Because I dried up the river. This Tsar is not afraid of me, meaning of the Baal Shem. I mean, the Baal Shem is not afraid of the Tsar. The Baal Shem Tov said, I'm not afraid of that Malach, but for you I'm afraid, for he told his son. Because the waters might rise up again out of that place and drown you out of anger. Because the Tsar, that Malach, can do that. Therefore, he told his son never to pass through that place. But the Baal Shem Tov said that if over the years, the Baal Shem said, if you forget over the years and you're crossing by that place, you should know that there is going to be a flood to kill you. Therefore the Baal Shem Tov told his son, you should know that after I passed away and my neshama went up, my neshama, my soul became one letter of the holy name of 40, that consists of 42 letters from Hashem's name. The Baal Shem Tov said that my neshama had the schus, had the privilege of being the entire 42 letters of Hashem's name. Therefore, if you see that you're in danger, that you're going to drown, you should scream out the honor b'kach that we say davening that contains within it the 42 letters of Hashem's name. The Baal Shem Tov promised his son, even if my neshama is in the highest place, I will come mamish in the open and I will save you. The Skolli Rebbe said, and this is the Skolli Rebbe is a descendant from the Baal Shem Tov. He said, they have in their family a tradition that that over the years Reb Tzvi forgot the inyan, and he traveled by that place. All of a sudden water rose from that dry riverbed to be able to drown. He was about to drown. Then he remembered what his father had told him. He began to scream out the whole tefillah. With the 42 letters. The take of Ovi Vakodesh Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Zatzal, the Gilui, his father appeared before his eyes. He took him out of the water and saved his life. And this ma'ase is known in the world. The scholar Rebbe said that his father told him, the scholar Rebbe said that my father was in that place. The Tzemach David said that his father was in that place. The Ra'as Makayim Anar, he saw the place of that river. For Amok, and it's very deep. The Ivan Ba'agolas Darsham, and they crossed through that place with wagons. B'chol HaSvivas Yodim Ma'isa Hazeh, and all the people in the surrounding area know of this incident, of this Ma'isa, that there used to be a river there until the time of the Moshe Tov HaKadosh.
Variation about old lady that she and the Baal Shem Tov went down like a candle, one of his descendants, and he pulled up the candle, and that's how he got out of the river.
Yeah, I didn't see that, the candle. Yep. Could be there's
snow, and he didn't know, and somebody did.
You sure it's the same Maisa with the
same
with his son?
There was a woman that she was giving a lot of money to the Baal Shem Tov, she was tzedeket, and she got drowned. And the Baal Shem Tov got really upset, and he goes there on an hour to break. And then he told his descendant, be careful.
Listen.
One of his descendants, it was a snowstorm, and he didn't know, and he went there, and all of a sudden water came in, and he started, and he davened for the, and he saw a candle come in.
Huh?
And then the Baal Shem Tov came in a dream, and he said, if I knew the Yiddish, if I knew that it was so hard, I wouldn't even say that it's very, very hard in the place where I came from.
Uh-huh.
Come down to the
Holocaust. It could be that, you know, there's more than one Maisa, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, with a Shtifas Mayim of the river, but I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting. Fine.
It's in Chabad.
Yeah. In general, you should know that with the Maisim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, there are different Messiahs, there are certain different traditions, particularly the Chabad, have some variations in the Maisim as they receive them. So it's hard to know. Exactly, yeah. This is the Mishpacha, though. The Skali Rebbe is a Mishpacha. Okay, page 69. On top. Sipa Murray Rabbi Hagoyna Kodesh Mibels. This is written in the letter from the Bijana Rav, from the great poskim of the last generation of Marasham. He said, Siba Mori Rabbi Agona Kodesh Mibelski, Pamachas Rav Becholim. That the Belz Rabbi said once he saw in a dream, Shahilichu Aisai Legan Eden Ha'elyon. The Belz Rabbi saw himself being taken to Gan Eden Ha'elyon, to the highest, the high level of paradise of Gan Eden. And the Belz Rebbe was shown that, you know, we have a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, there's a temple, there's the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, that is a reflection of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, the Beis HaMikdash below in this world. Therefore, since the Beis HaMikdash in this world is in ruins, in the higher world there's some spiritual mitzvah, spiritual reality of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, the walls of Yerushalayim that it's in ruins. So the Belz Rebbe said that he once had a dream, and in his dream he was taken to that place, and he saw the Chaimis Yerushalayim Shalamala Hacharevus, the destroyed walls of Yerushalayim above. And there was one man he saw walking over the ruins from one wall of Yerushalayim to the other, walking. And the Belz Rebbe said, I asked in Shemayim, who is that man? That is the Baal Shem Tov Shenishba, who swore, Shlo Yerid Misham, he will never stop walking on the ruins of Yerushalayim, Ad Sheyabona Beis HaMikdash Mehem Yomeinu Amen. So Marduk Maisa. Until the Beis HaMikdash will be built in our days. There's a famous Maisa from the Kotzker with his friend Rabbi Tzalav Worka that's similar to that. Also, that the tzaddik there is the tzaddik that's sitting by an ocean of demaris, by an ocean of tears, and that the Rebbe Rabbi Tzalav Worka said that he explained that this ocean is the ocean of all the tears of the Jewish people that they've been crying since the Churban, since the destruction. And the same way that I never left a Jew when he had tears in this world, I'm not going to leave this ocean of tears until it dries up, until Hashem brings back the Beis HaMikdash and restores the Jewish people to their former glory. But this is a vision that the Belz Rebbe had, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is walking over the ruins of Yerushalayim in the higher world, of the Chaimis of Yerushalayim in the higher world. The next piece is from the Tzaddik who we spent a great deal of time talking about and learning some of his stories as the Rebbe Rabbi Aharon Aruch. Rabbi Aharon Aruch is the author of Shomer Emunim. So he brought this down in the introduction. Rabbeinu Abel Shem Tov, HaKadosh Zal, Omer Kodem Estalkusai. The Baal Shem Tov said before he died, Shekoidim Biyosel Oilam Kvar Lob Shah Torah Sak. The Baal Shem said that before he came into the world, the Torah was already wearing sackcloth, sack of mourning. The Torah was in deep mourning. And if the Baal Shem Tov said that if he wouldn't have come into the world, the mourning of the Torah would have been complete. And the Baal Shem Tov said that he was able to take the Torah out of its state of mourning. And it's well known. He says, who would dare claim to understand what the Baal Shem Tov meant by this? By taking the Torah out of its sackcloth, taking the Torah out of its mourning. If you look at Tipa Menayom, even a drop of the ocean, I'll call upon him the pastor, he said, on our level, Shemolo Talmido V'Talmide Talmido V'Saret Da'as U'Svuna. On our level, we understand that his students, the Baal Shem Tov students and the students of his students, have filled the world with wisdom and with understanding, Liras Hashem Anichba, to fear Hashem, L'skadish B'Dushon Sizbaruch, and to sanctify ourselves with Hashem's holiness, V'lilmai Torah L'shma, and to learn Torah for its own sake, Bilti L'Hashem L'vado, only for Hashem, U'l'spal B'kol Kaichai, and because of the Baal Shem Tov and his students, we're able to daven with all of our hearts, with Mesiris Nefesh, with self-sacrifice, V'lasas Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, we're able to perform Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, Asher L'ro Masim B'Mesiris Nefesh Kailu, Asher Yizviach V'Lavavas Adosh, Mavitz Hashem, that since the days of the earlier Rishonim, never has there been such a koach for people to daven and to perform mitzvahs with Mesiris Nefesh as there has been from the time of the Baal Shem Tov and his students. Meaning that there was a period of time, whatever that means, there was a period of time where the glory of the Torah was descending and it was wearing a sackcloth in mourning. And since the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the students of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov have filled the world again with this koach to serve Hashem with great mysterious nefesh. From lahaya bala olam askra haya chitzayni mitashdashim kala olam kula bapikarsis uminis mi'azmi kedem. And if not for the Baal Shem Tov and his students, the world would, all emuna, all faith in Hashem would have been totally erased from the world. V'richim Hashem al amo, and Hashem had pity on his people. V'sholoch lanu or shivas yom, and he sent to us the light of the 7 days of creation. The Baal Shem Tov lahayir kol ha'olam kulo, to illuminate the entire world, borak v'shosev v'teronsev avadoso, with the light of his holiness and his Torah and his avodas Hashem. In other words, what we spoke about at the very beginning, the Baal Shem Tov's presence in the world is not seen as that of another tzaddik. All the tzaddikim are great, and all the tzaddikim were planted, as Chazal say, in the generation that most desperately needed that particular tzaddik. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is seen, as we saw at the beginning, like the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and like the Ari HaKadosh, as a pivotal personality in the history of Torah, in the history of the Jewish people. And what the Svarim are talking about is that this person, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, brought something into the world that he was able, as we'll see in a moment, that he was able to wake Yiddishkeit up in such a way that it's that the Hasidim believe, of course, the Mislavim don't believe any of these things that we're reading. I mean, that Baruch Hashem, most of them are that at this point the Baal Shem Tov was a fine Jew. But more than that, you know, but that doesn't particularly concern me. The Hasidim believe Be'emunah Shleima, that with complete Emunah, that the Baal Shem, if not for the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, there wouldn't be a trace of faith left in the world in Hashem. There wouldn't be the slightest trace of Emunah left in the world. Look at the next piece. Shamati Ben Arab, this is from his great grandson, the Degel Nachne Ephraim, who says, Shamati Ben Arab Menachem and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaKohen, who said that he heard from the Holy Tzaddik that told us Yaakov Yosef, Sheshama Min Adoini Ovi Zakeini, and the Toldos heard it from the Baal Shem Tov himself. Shomar. The Baal Shem Tov himself said, L'famim yesh ha'olam oimed b'malas ha'roimimus. There are times that the world is on a high level, where the world is on a state of exaltation. L'fam ha'olam oimed b'madregas tachtainz. There are times that the world in its entirety is holding by a lower madrega. V'ata sha'ani ba'olam. That the Baal Shem Tov said, now that I am in the world, ha'olam oimed b'madregas ha'roimimus, the world is able to be lifted up to a level of roimimus of exaltation. Ad kan loshna ataris la'adoni zekeni, my grandfather said this. The next page, quickly, let's try to just finish this up. This is from Pinchas Koritz, Arava, page 70. Arava Kodesh, you might have gotten two of the same page, I think, because I know that this one had two of the same, so you have to go to 70. Arava Kodesh, Pinchas Mikoritz, Zatzalamar, Sheknesses Yisrael, Hoya Beshinas Agolas, Bebchinas Es Alphas Rachmel of Sunday. The Jewish people were in a state of sleep. We were falling asleep in exile. The B'chinas is alphas, which means we had passed out. We had fainted. Right. Uboa Baal Shem Tov hikitz, and the Baal Shem Tov came and woke us up. The Baal Shem Tov came and woke up the Jewish people. In Pelach Harima, the next piece in Pelach Harima, that's in the great tzaddik of Hillel Paritcher, who was actually by the Balatanya, by the Mittler Rebbe, and by the Tzemach Tzaddik, by three of the Tzaddikim from Chabad. He himself was a Goyin Olam Tzaddik from Hillel Paritcher. B'doris HaRishonim, he writes, Shohayu Shmodos Egzeres Rachamu Lotzlam. In early generations, there were terrible crusades and decrees. V'chakach Bizman HaRizal Haisa Aliyah. Then at the time of the Ariyah Kodesh, the world rose. U'botl HaGzeres, and those decrees were nullified. I mean, there were always sorrows that the Jewish people had, but not to that extent as it was in earlier times. And the world became dark once again. And then the world had once again an Aliyah through the Baal Shem Tov and his students. I mean, I'm afraid to finish that off. Of course, the Rabbi Paritcher wasn't alive at the time of the Holocaust, so maybe we're waiting for Mashiach Tzidkenu. That Mikarach the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, we're still struggling to stay awake. But the Gezerah that took place in our generation, this past generation, was a Gezerah that's beyond our understanding. That makes all the other Gezerahs seem small in comparison. So we're waiting for Mashiach Tzidkenu to complete that cycle of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov. The next piece is from the Holy Tzaddik Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Avraham Yaakov from Sadegeira. Adoin is a Kain, the one on top of it, which is Evan Yisrael. Harava Kodesh Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin Zatzalam Arbizal Oshin. The Holy Tzaddik from Mirajin said, Achsha Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, Im Lahoya Hamuna Shabal Shem Tov Himshech La'olam, if not for the Hamuna, if not for the faith that the Baal Shem Tov was able to draw into the world, there wouldn't be any faith left in our generation. The Rishna himself said such a thing. There wouldn't be any faith left in the world. And then his grandson, the Aver Yaakov, explains, from Sadegeira, Adoni Zekeni Rav HaKadosh HaMagid, that my great-grandfather, Ms. Richard Magid, said, he's a Kibel Terosa Vishlamusa Mirabah HaKadosh HaBal Shem Tov. He received his teachings from the Baal Shem Tov. Zehaya Chazda Hashem Ezbarach El Amo. This was the great kindness of Hashem upon his people. Shahaya Oz Sakona Gedoyla Avur HaKlal, that the Jewish people were in terrible, grave danger. Avur HaKlal Shahaya Ozman HaSkola B'Germani. It was the time of the Enlightenment in Germany. And the yeshivas that were in Europe and that were in other places and in Lithuania, the yeshivas did not have the ability to have a mass influence, to have an influence over the masses of Jews. Only over some thousands, a few thousand Jews. If you look at when we speak about the yeshivas in Lithuania, how many yeshivas were there in the whole Lithuania? They were great, awesome yeshivas. Volozhne, Slobodka, and Grodno, and Radin, these are great, awesome yeshivas. How many Talmidim were all of Litter? In all of the yeshivas?
When it's part of Baal Shem Tov.
No, we're talking about at the time of the Baal Shem Tov and following the time of the Baal Shem Tov. In Lithuania, after the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was come out nothing. It was command nothing. But even until Davi Yaakov, he says, Tavshin Yud Tes, he said this, in 1959. So from the time of the Baal Shem Tov, he said, if you look at all the yeshivas, if you count all the yeshivas in the world, where the Svadim were, where Ashkenazim were, we were talking about a few thousand students, Sach HaKol, a few thousand Jews. And what was with the rest of Klal Yisrael? What was with the rest of the Jewish people? So he said, later, after the Talmud Baal Shem Tov, of course, in that time, the Haskola, the Enlightenment began. And the yeshivas did not have the koach to fight against the Enlightenment, to have that kind of an influence over the masses. Of course, they tried desperately. There's no question about it. And there was great tzaddikim, the Chassam Sofer in Hungary, Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch in Germany, who fought against the Haskalah. But to create a mass movement, not the Chassam Sofer and not Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, neither of them were able to create a movement that would involve hundreds of thousands, millions of Jews. That already in the generation or two after the Baal Shem HaKadosh, our Hasidus took hold of the masses of simple people and infused their Avodas Hashem with Hislavus, with excitement, with love, with devotion, even those who were not able to be in the yeshivas. That even the greatest enemies of Hasidus in the earlier generations were more than later generations, that if not for the Talmud Baal Shem Tov, that it would have been unable to fight against the secularization and modernization that was taking place. It would have been impossible. Yes, I'm sorry.
Isn't this the form movement of the Haskalah?
There were outgrowths of the Haskalah. Yeah. I mean, the Haskalah was that. There was a general process that was taking place in Europe Bechlal. And from the Haskalah, different movements developed.
No, they changed the charter from...
Yeah, okay. Right, I heard about it.
They moved into the Torah until...
No, so Mitzvah Shem, we're waiting... Okay, good. Halavai. So eventually everybody's going to be reminded that the Shulchan Aruch is the best way. Eventually, everybody's going to come back, Baruch Hashem. Believe me, what happened recently with the Reform Movement... was unimaginable some years ago. And if you look at the charter that they had in Pittsburgh 100 years ago.
113 years.
Whatever, 100 years ago. It was the whole point was to be kofer and shul, to run away from Torah Mitzvah, to run away from Yiddishkeit. So Baruch Hashem, people are starting to realize that you can't run away. You can't run away. So Adarav, it's a good sign.
But you also don't say anything about the Talmidim. Everybody beat them up, and there was a families. The father didn't want to speak to the son. The Talmidim, when they start spraying the.
Oh, the hell! You mean the Misnagdim?
Misnagdim were
against them. Oh, there was a listen. Is it?
Kicking them out from the state.
Well, we learned that also was Hashgacha Pratis. Baruch Hashem, it was good that they were Misnagdim. It was a good thing they were Misnagdim. That we saw already that Tzemach Tzedek said. We learned that a few weeks ago. That Baruch Hashem, had there not been those who were opposed to Chassidus, we saw that the Tzemach Tzedek said that it could have gone, the Chassidus could have gone the wrong way. So you needed to have, there needed to be this sugya worked out in Avodas Hashem. It was necessary that it take place. That, like Rav Kook wrote in one of his letters, so that now we're going to be able to greet, we're going to be able to go and greet Elyonovi and Mashiach with the Derech HaLimud, with the way of Torah learning of the Vilna Gaon, and the way of Avodas Hashem and Tzvil of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we're going to be able to greet Mashiach with those two ways. And that we see that as we draw closer to the end of time, these two ways are beginning to come together. They're beginning to come together. Although there are those that would deny the possibility, or that would say, no, it's not true, and they're still misnagdim, or the Chassidim that have no Shaychus to, or the Chassidim don't, this is already, at this point, the two ways are beginning to come together. And when Mashiach will come, that's why we once learned here in the shul that there's a machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The machlokes l'miyah v'alma. For whose sake was the world created? So it's machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. So it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the world was created for the sake of David HaMelech. Rashi says, "Sha'asid loy Mashiach at Tishbachus," because David HaMelech was going to pour his heart out with songs in praise of Hashem. Shmuel says the world was created for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says he's going to receive the Torah in Sinai. So that means there were two ways. The way of Rav was Dovr HaMelech. Dovr HaMelech is the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the emphasis is on the study of Torah. Right, so that's the derech of the derech of the Vilna Gaon, the derech of the Misnagdim. There's two ways, these two ways, and the machlokes. It goes throughout the generations. The Rambam was the sheet of that the Iker, the essence is Torah, not the Gotcha, but everything else. But the Iker is Torah, and that was the sheet of the Rambam. And at that time, then you had Rabbi Yehuda Levi. As Rabbi Yehuda Levi held that the Iker is Ruach HaKodesh, the Iker is Avayda, and Torah is on the second level. And so we have throughout the generations, and it surfaced in modern times in the machlokes between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, between the Goyin and the Baal Shem and the Tanya. And the conclusion of the Gemara, however, there in Sanhedrin, is the world was not created not for David HaMelech and not for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yochanan concludes the Gemara by saying that it was created for Mashiach Tzidkenu. So we understand that the thing that it was created for Mashiach Tzidkenu means that Mashiach will be that perfect integration and combination of those two koiches of Torah, of tefillah, of learning, and of davening, of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And we see that that's how. At the same time, there are all types of groups of Jews that are surfacing, that are seeking spirituality. They're seeking. They might not be seeking it the most authentic form. They might not know better, but they're looking for ruchnius. They're looking for Yiddishkeit. And you can go to the New Age store. You can go to the bookstore. And you read. They have in the New Age section. You have all these books. You have that they're looking at chassidus. They're looking at the swarm to try to find something to hold on to. They're looking for ruchnius. They might not have gone to yeshivas. They might not be familiar. They might feel like they're excluded from halacha, which is not chalila. But they might feel that way. They weren't brought up that way. And there's a surge in both ways. There's a return to, there's an interest in halacha, there's an interest in Torah, and there's an interest in the derech Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you know, more in chassidus and so on. And these two worlds are beginning to awaken as we get closer to the end. So I see that as a very positive sign, the fact that it's not the end of the derech, it's the beginning of the derech, right. It's the beginning. V'sholach Hashem Yisbarach lahador nish neshomus kedosha yiruim liyaz b'metanoi. So the Sadegeri said that Hashem had pity on his people. He sent into the world neshomus that were so holy that they were worthy of living during the days of the Tanoi. V'yitzilu asaklal b'derech ha-chassidus. And they saved the Jewish people with the way of chassidus. V'yaviyu asadorla madrega gedorla. And they were able to bring the generation to a great level of Kedusha. Let's skip a little bit, turn to the next page. Look at this statement on top from a book from Chernobyl, on page 71. Harav HaKadosh Rav Mordechai in Chernobyl, Zatzal Omar. Ani Mamin Bemunah Shleima. I believe with complete Bemunah Shekolis. Oiris Shuvah Shiyad B'yas Mashiach. Maybe I may not mean. Anytime any Jew in the world, even a Jew never heard of the Baal Shem Tov. Anytime any Jew has a hisoyrus, an awakening to return to Hashem, who naveim hisoyrus tefilos of a kedosh shel Moran Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's the result of the awesome tefilas, the davening of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh for the Jewish people. And Harav HaKadosh from Chernobyl, Omar Bezer Loshen, on the Ma'aminim, we believe, Shadiyas HaGol v'mehev Yemenu until the arrival of Mashiach, Kol Mashi Ya'aneach Ish Echad Mi'Yisrael. Any time that a Jew will give a krechts, oi! V'yishav b'libo v'hirei tshuva, why is he giving a krechts? A krechts, because he wants to be a better Jew, not stam a krechts. There's another word in Yiddish which I don't remember, but I remember I heard that there was that one time in Torah V'Das, one of the Rishi Yeshiva was Rav Rivkin Olav Shalom. Rav Rivkin Zecher Tzadik Livracha was a big Lubavitcher Chassid, a huge Talmud Chacham, big Talmud Chacham. And he was one of the Rishi Yeshivas in Torah V'Das together with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Gedal Yeshur, Rav Rivkin. And this Rav Rivkin Zatzal, he had an office on the third floor or something of the yeshiva. I don't know, it must have been a Williamsburg, it was in Flaps, I don't know. Must have been a Williamsburg. It was probably Williamsburg still. So he had an office there. So one time he was already an older man. I think he must have been older than Rabbi Yaakov. He was walking up this. There was great friendship between Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Rivkin. So one time Rav Rivkin was walking to his office, and it was hard for him. And he was walking up the stairs, and Rabbi Yaakov was already up there for some. Rabbi Yaakov was upstairs, and as he was coming up the steps, Rav Rivkin over the shoulder gave a curse. So Rabbi Yaakov said. Rabbi Yaakov said to his friend, he said, "No, is everything okay that you're giving a krach?" So something like that. So Rabbi Rivkin said, another word in Yiddish is not. He says a krach is on gashmias. Gashmias means a krach is like when you want, you know, you tried to, you worked hard that day, you didn't go, you give a krach. But there's another word. I don't remember the word, but the zayin something that in Yiddish that means in ruchnias a krach. A ruchnias take a krach means. I wish I would have davened. I wish I would have. Yeah.
Zift.
That's right. I wish I would have davened better. That's a zift. It's not the same thing. A krech is in gashmias. A zift is in ruchnias. In spiritual things. So he says, Rabbi Yaakov, this wasn't just a krech. It was I feel that I haven't reached my level. Not just the third floor, but where I'm supposed to be holding. Right? So Rav Mapla Chernobyl said that he believes in Emunah Shleimah, that if there's a Jew who's able to give mistami, he meant a zift over here, not a krechs. But if he to give an emistik, a noche, a krechs, that comes from where? HaKol hu mikach ha-Bal Shem Tov z'chus yegenu lehem. That comes to the Bal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Similar statements, but I want to move on. If you look at the last page, what you have here, the last two pages. This is from the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov, one of the earliest descriptions of the actual Ptira, of the death of the Baal Shem Tov. Been written up in different ways, in different form. I was looking, the children have at home this book that I was looking at. I was actually reading with one of the children the other night about the Instalkus, and it's very sweet. Basically, sort of a dramatization of what's found in the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov, but he brings in a few things from some of the other form that we have also. But let's read about the Instalkus of the Baal Shem Tov. Echtoiv ksas mi ptiros l'shomaran Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Shahai yistalkas b'yom alef de Shavuos. This version says that he died on the first day of Shavuos. But Pesach shekoydim zeh, that year Pesach. Haya harav v'pinchas mikaritz etzel Baal Shem Tov v'nechlesh ma'at. Where Pinchas mikaritz was spending Pesach by the Baal Shem Tov, and where Pinchas Karitz wasn't feeling so well. And with Nezah, therefore, by Erev Yontiv Achon Shal Pesach, when it was the Erev, the last Yontiv of Pesach, the last days of Yontiv, Hayashak Levitarya Slim Lelech Lemikva Aloy. But Pinchas Karitz was thinking to himself, should I go to the mikveh? Should I not go to the mikveh? He wasn't feeling so well. Biskima Daita Shalom Lelech, and he decided not to go to the mikveh. Well, Biyom Shvisho Pesach with Tefillah, that was Erev, the seventh day Pesach. And when it came to the davening on the seventh day of Pesach in the morning, Ro'a Eichshon Nigzal Baal Shem Tov Shiyastali B'Karav, where Pinchas Karitz was shown, it became known to him that soon the Baal Shem Tov was going to die. B'Bnei Yisatz Musa Ma'ayid Neged Kat Hashab Tzayt Tzvi. And that the reason Pinchas Karitz was told that the Baal Shem Tov had to leave the world so early was because of the Baal Shem Tov's struggle against the cat, against the followers of Shabtzai Tzvi Yemach Shema, who was still at that time. And whatever the Baal Shem Tov was doing, some had to fight against that impurity of Shabtzai Tzvi and his students. K'mavul el-maziyah. V'hizchil harav marayna harav Pinchas l'sa'atzim b'tfilav l'ho'il. And when Pinchas Karitzim began to daven, on the seventh day Pesach, he was davening very hard to help the Baal Shem Tov. It didn't work. V'nis'atzim ma'ayd, and now he was very sad. That he hadn't gone to the mikveh. Had he known this, Before if he would have gone to the mikveh, and it would have helped. He could have worked on this in the mikveh somehow. V'achra tefila. After davening ended, of course, he didn't speak to anybody about this. After davening ended, Shaul Isa Bal Shem Tov Mahalach Esmol Mikveh. So the Bal Shem Tov came over to Pinchas Karetz right after davening. He said, "Did you go yesterday to the mikveh?" V'yom Elai. And Pinchas said, "No." V'yom Bal Shem Tov Kvanaza Ma'aseh. The Bal Shem Tov said, "If that's the case, then it's already fulfilled. There's nothing to do. Vein Acha Ma'aseh Klum. There's nothing that could save me." V'achra Pesach Hayla Chayli Hashulshul. After Pesach, the Bal Shem Tov became very sick with the stomach. Vim Kol Zahay Mischazik Ma'at L'Spalos Ne'atev. He still tried to go daven for the Amud a little bit. V'aisim Atalmidim Shohayim Ruzokim Shiyizatzim B'tvila Lehidiyam Klum. The Bal Shem Tov did not speak to his students, even though they could have davened. He didn't tell them how grave a danger he was in. V'sholach Aisim L'mekoymet Zecherim. He sent them to different places. V'arab Morena V'apinchas Sanal. Only Rav Pinchas Karetz stayed with the Bal Shem Tov. Beleil Shavuos, but when it came to the night of Shavuos, Nesu Anshei Skuloso, the students of the Bal Shem Tov had come together to be with him for Yontif. Liyos Noreim Kalalai L'Tikun Harizal, to stay up the entire night in order to say the Tikun Hari, to say Tikun Shavuos. V'Amel Lefneim Divrei Torah, L'Nin Haseidim Nimat and Torah, the Bal Shem Tov said Torah for Shavuos. Then he commanded, he in the morning that all of his students should come and gather by him. And he commanded that one tzaddik by the name of Rab Leib Kessler and one other Jew, that they should take care of his burial. They should be in charge of his burial. And the Baal Shem Tov taught these two tzaddikim, I'll call Eva Herolahem Simonim Eich Nafshul Nishalis Vinifteris Me Eva Zeh. He showed these two tzaddikim who were members of the Chevra Kadisha how the nefesh, how his soul, his neshama, is going to leave each limb of his body. What's going to happen? How it's going to be? Kadesh Yavino Lachaylov came, how you match your Chevra Kadisha? But Sivash Yachniso Minyan Lespalim, the Baal Shem Tov asked to bring a minion in. Ashuas. But Sivash Yidla Asidr. And the Baal Shem Tov said, I want to spend a little bit more time with Hashem. L'achra tefila halach Rav Nachman Haradankil b'samed halach Rav Nachman Haradankil b'samedrish l'spal avuro. V'amar Baal Shem Tov l'chinam umarish. So the great tzaddik Rav Nachman Haradankil went to b'samedrish to cry and to daven. The Baal Shem Tov said after he, then he left that there's no point to it for him screaming and yelling. Im hayochel kanes b'pesach zesha isi ragel kanes yapal b'tefilah. So if we were able. If Rabbi Nachman was able, Rabbi Nachman Haradenka was able to go through the place that I used to go through to daven, he would be able to be parallel, but I can't, and I can no longer do that, and he can't either. But based on Zayis Nichnas says, "L'nishmas meis echad l'sakin." I said, "Can you imagine the chutzpah?" The Baal Shem Tov was almost dying, and a certain neshama of a dead person came in for a tikkun, came to the Baal Shem Tov for a tikkun for some help. The garbo, and the Baal Shem Tov was angry, and the Baal Shem Tov said, "Shmoyin neshana atanov enod." For 80 years, you're wandering around for 80 years. And you never heard until now that I'm in the world, that you came to bother me right before, that I have to start giving tikkunim. He says, "Say, Rosha, get out of here, you Rosha. You're coming to bestare me. Now, for 80 years, you had time to come to me." But take if Amala Hamashari is right my hair bit smoky does she if was a derech, and then the Baal Shem Tov told the Shamash quickly to go tell the Jews to clear away the street. Kirgazdi Isaac, as I caused that Neshama to get angry, Pan Yizik Laiza Adam, that no one should get hurt, Khalila. Vikhenhayashihizik Bsulachas bit of Shamash, and there was a young girl that was taka, I don't know if she was injured or she died because she was there at the time. Vikhoza Hamashari is Vishamash Baal Shem Tov Amani Mochilcha, Aizan Stay Shows, Latana Isi. The version that we have, as I mentioned last week, as the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh gave the final 2 hours of his life as a gift to Hashem. The version that's brought down in other Svarim is that at this point, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asked to hear the Nigun of Rav Mechel Zlotshever. There's a famous, beautiful, beautiful Nigun of Rav Mechel Zlotshever that the Chassidim sing Ad HaYom on certain occasions, and that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wanted to hear the Nigun of Rav Mechel Zlotshever, and he commanded that anybody who knows the entire Nigun well must come into his room. And they gathered together, the Jews there that knew the Nigun of Rav Mechel Zlotshever, and they came, and they began to sing this Nigun, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that this Nigun awakens Midas HaRachmim in Shemayim, and he promised that whenever and wherever this Nigun of Ramechel's Lotshever is going to be sung in the future, and whoever sings this, regardless of who it is, will awaken people's hearts, will awaken the hearts of Jews to return to Hashem, and will awaken Midas HaRachmim. In the meantime, after that Nigun ended, so then this where this continues here. Amla Mesharis and me. Medaber, Amma Eina Tarayas Malchamavis. The Shamas asked the Baal Shem Tov, who are you honor? Who are you speaking with? Who are you talking to? So he says, Eina Tarayas Malchamavis. So the Baal Shem Tov said, don't you see the Malchamavis over here? Shahayatomit Barech Mimani. The Malchamavis just always run away from me. Kadamri in Shib, Megarshul Mokim, Shigdan Pilpin, Shrem Akshav, Shinotsnu, Larishusalai, this Rachabuk Seifa, the Simcha Gedoylov. Don't you see the Malchamavis, the angel of death? Is now that he has permission to come to me, that he's besimcha, the Malchamovis, the angel of death, is happy. V'chakach bo kol anshe ha'ir. Then all of the people of Mezhbiz came, l'kabel panav b'yontiv, to greet the Baal Shem Tov, to wish him a good yontiv. V'omalef neim divrei Torah, v'chakach beis asud et sivil ha'mesharis litein tvash b'tzloichis gedoyla v'nosim b'ktan. The Baal Shem Tov asked to prepare a certain yontiv dish in a large plate. The Baal Shem Tov asked v'yontiv to prepare a certain dish in a large plate. And the Shamas made a mistake. And the Shamas went ahead and he prepared only a little dish. Omar and the Baal Shem Tov said the Pasuk from Kehelas, Ein Shilton B'yam HaMavis, that no, there is no power or strength on the day of death. I feel HaGabai Ein Mitzayis Li, that even my Shamas won't listen to me. It says in the day of death you have no control. So the Baal Shem Tov said, even my Shamas doesn't listen to me today. I asked for a large plate, he brought me a small plate. And here it's brought down that the Tzaddikim said that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was trying to be Mesameach them. It was like a joke. He says that he was saying, in other words, to be Mesameach, they were obviously all very, very broken hearted. The Baal Shem Tov said, no, I don't, even my Gaba doesn't listen to me anymore on the day of death. The Baal Shem Tov said, until this time in my life, I have been kind to you. I ask you to be kind to me. I'm not sure exactly what that means. The Baal Shem Tov came and he lied down and he gave his simon, as I told you last week, Shikashi Yaparta Yamdu Ashne Zegers, that the two clocks in the room will stop. There's a large one and a small one, the two clocks will stop. Vavoy Rochatz Yodav, the Baal Shem Tov, when he came, he lied down and he washed his hands. Bazegar Hagodl Omad, and the large clock in the room stopped. The Sova Wanoshev Aiso, and the people gathered around him to block him that he shouldn't see the clock. Shalir Amidas Azegar, Amalam Yadaiti Shaman Azegar. The Baal Shem Tov said, I know that the clock has stopped. Veining the Daiglats me, and I'm not worried here. Then even Bira, the next page, because I know for sure. Sha'eitse mi Pesach Zet, take if it comes with Pesach Achir. I know that just as I leave, that the moment that I leave this world, I'm going to enter into the other world. V'yoshev al mitoso, he sat up on his bed. V'tziva shiyamdu sovi mitoso, and he stood around his bed, his talmidim, v'amalem divrei Torah, and he said divrei Torah. Now at this point, there's in many of the versions we're told that the Baal Shem Tov told over different students what is it that they had to do in the world. Each one had a different job. And there's a famous ma'isa, I would not have time to go to tonight, maybe I'll start with the next time. But the Baal Shem Tov gave over tafkidim, jobs to his different talmidim, what they had to do. Each one had to specialize in something. Then the end over here is, Al-Omid Sha'ilim, Migan Eden Tatna, Gan Eden Elyon, V'kach V'chol Oilam Oilam, Ha'echu Be'olam Shana Nefesh. He explains some deep concept in Kabbalah, how one rises from one level of Gan Eden, from this world to the higher world, from one level of paradise to a higher level. Abiel said, "Avayda b'tzivlehem loyma v'hinayim," and he told the students there to say, "V'hinayim Hashem aleinu, v'hinayim v'shochav v'yoshav kamapavim." And then the Baal Shem Tov lied down and he sat up a few times. The kivim kavon is actually shomu chituch aisius, so they could no longer hear what he was saying. V'tziva lechasleis also besodin, and he told the students to cover him with a white sheet while he was still alive. To cover him up with a white sheet. And then his entire body began to shake and tremble. They say that the entire bed was jumping off the floor. The Baal Shem Tov was lying there with a sheet over his face. And then we know that the Baal Shem Tov took himself the sheet off his face one last time. And that's when he said the words, Hashem save me from any gaiva, from any conceit. And those were the last words that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh himself took the sheet and covered his face, and that's how he left the world. And that's the istalkus of the Baal Shem HaKadosh.
Where is it written that they asked him, what do you see? Before I went, I thought it was going from one room to the next, but now I realize it's going from one side of the room.
That's this Torah that he was saying. Gan Eden Tachton, Gan Eden Elyon. That's part of the Torah that he said, the last Torah, which we have recorded. That Torah, and that's included in that Torah. The last things that he was saying. There are different. There are some slight variations. He has some pictures too. There's some. Everybody's the same. There's some slight variations. In the Maaseh, what happened? But the general picture that we get is the same. Maybe just to conclude, I told you when we started discussing the Baal Shem Tov's life that there's one authentic letter that we have. We don't have any of the writings of the Baal Shem Tov in our possession, with the exception of one letter that is accepted by all as being authentic in the Ksav Yad and the actual handwriting of the Holy Baal Shem, that he wrote to his brother-in-law, Reb Gershon Kitever, who was in Eretz Yisrael. This is the letter. Reb Gershon didn't receive the letter. Never reached Reb Gershon. This is the letter. I'm just going to read it to you, and this is how we'll end, and then Mitzvah, the next time we'll get together, in 3 weeks, we'll get together, we'll begin to study Torah of the Baal Shem. And Rosh Hashanah is the letter of the Baal Shem Tov. Listen carefully, I'm not going to explain it. And Rosh Hashanah of the year 5507, in 1746, he says, I performed by means of an oath an elevation of soul, and at least neshama, as known to you, and saw wondrous things I had never seen before. What I saw and learned there is impossible to convey in words, even face to face. I ascended from level to level until I entered the chamber of the Mashiach, where the Mashiach learns Torah with all the Tanoim and Tzaddikim, and also with the seven shepherds. I asked the Mashiach, when will the Master come? A Masai Ka'asi Mar. Lubavitchers have a beautiful niggun. A Masai Ka'asi Mar. And he answered, by this you shall know. I'll give you a sign, the Mashiach told me, the Baal Shem Tov wrote. When your teaching will become public and revealed in the world, and your wellsprings burst forth to the farthest extremes, the Ksheyafutsu Mayinosecha Chutsu, that which I have taught you, and you have comprehended, and they also shall be able to perform unifications and elevations as you, then all of the shells will cease to exist, and there shall be a time of goodwill and salvation. I stood in wonder, the Baal Shem Tov wrote, and great distress as to the length of time necessary for this. When could this be? But from what I learned, there are three potent practices and three holy names, easy to learn and explain. My mind settled, and I thought that possibly by means of these, men of my nature, will be able to achieve levels similar to mine. But I was not given permission all my life to reveal this. But this I may inform you, and may God help you. Your way shall ever be in the presence of God, and never leave your consciousness in the time of your prayer and study. Every word of your lips, every word that you say in davening, intend to unite. For in every letter, there are worlds, souls, and divinity. And they ascend and connect and unify with each other. And afterward, the letters connect and unify to become a word, and then unify in true unification in divinity. Include your soul with them in each and every state. And all the words, worlds unify as one, and ascend to produce an infinitely great joy and pleasure. As you can understand from the joy of groom and bride in miniature and physicality. How much more so in such an exalted level as this. Surely God will be your aid, and wherever you turn, you will succeed and reach greater awareness. Give to the wise, and he will become ever wiser. That's the only letter that we have from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I was still waiting for that day. And therefore, to this day, Jews who believe in the Baal Shem Tov, regardless of what group they belong to, believe, and any chassid that does not believe this is not an emesdeker chassid, that every single word of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is conquering the world for Mashiach Tzidkenu. And that the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov is the introduction to the Torah of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And therefore we believe, Be'emunah Shleima, Emosai Kol Simar, that our responsibility to bring Mashiach closer, of course, Torah and Tefillah, everything, like all Jews, but to do our best to spread forth into the world the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the Derech Baal Shem Tov, and the Schus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which we zoche to see with our own eyes the Baal Shem Tov and all the Tzaddikim, and to be zoche for the Gula Shleim and Tchias HaMeisim, Amen, Amen, Amen.